a company that almost wasn't. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Mariam Nafisi's first startup experienced overnight success, boasting big sales immediately. Her next startup, Minted, a crowdsourced design business that offers stationery, home goods, and fine art, proved a bit more challenging.
Sometimes in entrepreneurship, success can happen overnight, and that's what happened with my first company. We had sales of makeup literally flying off the shelves from the minute we opened our doors. Minted, unfortunately, was the other kind of success, a really slow slog that took 10 years plus. And when we first opened our doors, nothing was selling at all, probably for 2 months. And I thought I would shut the company down and give back the rest of the money that I had not yet spent to the friends that I had raised money from.
Just as Nafisi was about to give up, she discovered a key that changed everything.
I noticed a tiny sign of life in some designs that we had, quote unquote, crowdsourced through a competition of designers. Because in the beginning, we weren't sure we were going to get anything submitted by competition. So we had a blend of products, some that we were resellers of and others that we were sourcing uniquely through competitions. We thought we had a product problem, but we actually had a marketing problem. We almost shut the whole thing down because we didn't have enough data to really accurately assess the business.
Nafisi recommends establishing baseline data early, even for a small business.
And I just find that whenever I have a strategic question, asking customers for their opinion shines this really clear light on the path ahead of us. Because you can get into an echo chamber inside companies where you can convince yourself of anything.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.